listener production. To sport, Mitch Marsh wasn't shocked to see Steve Smith and Jake Fraser-McGurk left out of next month's T20 lineup. The West Aussie, who will lead the World Cup squad, admits it's tough competition. Marsh adding that the captain call-up didn't come as much of a surprise to him.
No shock. Really proud. It's not every day you get to captain Australia and lead them to a World Cup, so that's very exciting.
And Showdown 55 takes centre stage tonight. Draft pick number 8, Daniel Curtin, to debut for the Crows against Port. Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A woman is in custody over the disappearance of two Perth brothers in Mexico. Callum and Jake Robinson's family haven't heard from them since Saturday when the pair were on a surfing trip in the northern state of Baja California. The FBI is now investigating as a US man who they were with has also gone missing. The Premier wants to see a tougher approach to electric monitoring for those released from immigration detention. A 73-year-old Girraween grandmother continues to recover after she was allegedly bashed by a former immigration detainee in her own home. Roger Cook has a message for the independent body in Canberra that makes decisions on ankle bracelets.
If there's any doubt in people's minds whether these people represent a risk to the community, well then obviously we'd like to see electronic monitoring and other supervision methods be an important part of keeping us safe.
A severe thunderstorm warning is out for parts of the southwest. Areas around Mantra, Dwelling Up and Pinjarra are being warned of heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. The Health Minister says negotiations are ongoing on a proposed federal health funding boost. The Albanese government has offered to chip in an extra $4 billion in 2025-26. Amber Jade Sanderson says there's more to discuss to ensure the best deal for WA.
We welcome the Commonwealth's increased contribution, but we will be continuing to have those robust conversations nationally to ensure that we get a fair share for Western Australia and we get genuine and proper reform and investment in aged care and primary care.